Monday, on the opening day of the 2019 general session, I joined Republican Senator Lal Hilliard of Logan in his state capitol office. The senator chairs the Public Education Appropriations Subcommittee, which is reviewing requests to increase school funding as the state's population and subsequent school enrollment increases.
You know, it's going to be an interesting discussion because we have quite a bit more money this year, but we're deeply concerned that a lot of it's kind of a bubble going through, which means if we spend it for more than a one-time thing, then we may have trouble replacing it next year.
Public education expenses are split into ongoing and one-time expenses, and this year, there's an additional focus in the budget on public school funding for safety and health, including mental health counseling and changes to the physical layout of buildings.
One of the things we really need to address is safety of our public education. We had a report last year in public ed saying it cost about $250 million to make all of our buildings safe.
Tammy Pfeiffer is Governor Herbert's education advisor. She says this year the governor included a request for lawmakers to provide funding to hire school nurses and cover the cost of counseling services.
Everyone is looking at more ways that they can improve student safety. And so in the governor's budget and also the State Board of Education, they're asking for $65 million one-time and $30 million ongoing for these type of safety improvements. And we absolutely agree with that.
Physical changes to school buildings could improve school safety, says Pfeiffer. Entryway modifications that would require all students to check in and out of the building, and improved lock system, she says, could help keep students safe.
And that's on everyone's mind recently because of school shootings that have occurred and some of those issues with mental health as well.
The Public Education Appropriation Subcommittee is scheduled to meet Thursday morning beginning at 8. For updates on the budget and other bills during the legislative session, visit upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rhianna Gale.